Let's talk about the start of the season and your start to the season specifically. All the reports, all the managers' comments, you fit in seamlessly here. How have you found it?
Yeah, it's been a really good start, and it helps when the team are playing well as well. So that's been good. But I couldn't be more grateful, really, as to how the club's welcomed me, all the players, all the staff. Like the first night when I went up, everyone at Hillsborough were great, and at the training ground, it's been the same. So it's been a good club to join, and I feel like it's gone okay since I've joined. So really enjoyed it so far.
How easy was it to start to form that partnership at the heart of the defence with Leuvens? How does that work?
Yeah, well, obviously we didn't have ages, did we, to sort of get ready for the Brighton game? But I don't know. It just seems to have gone okay, and we both got the same goal, obviously, to keep clean sheets and affect the players around us. And but it's not just Glenn, really. I've found that obviously Glenn has been a big help next to me, but same goes for Liam at right back and Joe at left back. And one thing that I've definitely noticed being at this club is the influence of the keepers behind as well. So Westy and Kirky have been good.
The fact that it has been settled, nobody's been injured in that area, one or two to come back, of course. Yeah. How important has that been in Wednesday building the start of the season that they have?
Yeah, I mean, it could potentially not be settled. I mean, you've seen the other night, Camille came in and did fantastic as well. So I think the competition has almost forced us to recognise that we do need to be on top of our game every week to keep our place. But like you say, getting to form that understanding and sort of knowing where everyone's going to be at certain points on the pitch has been really good. And we've started well, but we've got to keep going. And Saturday's a massive game, and that'll be a test for our defence because they've got a good attacking threat. Mm-hmm.
Arguably one of the best in the division, if you've got a lad up front who's worth £8 million. Yeah. Fryett, Antonio used to be here.
Yeah, definitely. They've got strength out wide, I mean, as well. And obviously the two forwards are good as well. So it'll be a good test for us. But we're going into it in good form. So I'm sure everyone will be up for the game. And as a defensive unit, we've just got to try and keep doing what we have been doing.
Forest obviously top right now, spent a lot of money. How big an opportunity is this for this group of players here at Wednesday to sort of lay down a marker, send out a message that actually it could be quite a good year? Should you be able to get something out of Forest this weekend, obviously, if not win?
Definitely, and it's a funny way that it falls to get the fixture. I mean, just before the international break, two unbeaten sides who are doing well and that. So it fits nicely, and obviously it's on TV, so it's going to be a massive game, but like you say, it's early stage of the season. We've started well, but that could count for nothing if we don't sort of build on it now, and that's what we've got to do. We've got to go into this game thinking, right, this is a good opportunity for us to really put a marker down and show what we're about, and these are the sort of games that I suppose we can gauge how far we've come.
Wednesday, over the last 10 years or so, haven't made a great habit of starting seasons as well as this. There's been one or two along the way. So how significant would it be to get to the marker of an international break and still be unbeaten?
That would be massive. I mean, I don't think anyone would have really expected that looking at the start we had. We've had a lot of difficult fixtures, especially away from home, so that's been pleasing. But, yeah, I mean, it's just that one last sort of push your field just to take us over into that international, and we can regroup, hopefully get a few of the injuries back out on the training pitch and we go again. But I think it's just important that we sort of approach the game and don't get how we have been doing and don't get carried away with it being build up for something. And but we've got professional players here and they've all got great attitudes, and I'm sure everyone will be focused and ready to go on Saturday.
Early days, of course, but do you fancy Forest, if not necessarily to win it, maybe they can certainly be up there challenging for automatic promotion?
Yeah, definitely, and it is early days, and you've seen, I remember one season, I think it was Reading, didn't were 12th for ages and suddenly shot up the table in the last sort of 2 months, I think it was. So it's hard to tell, but there's so many teams this year who potentially could win it, like strong sides, and I don't think you can really write anyone off, but with the quality Forest they've got, they're bound to pose a threat to any team.
Did you have any preconceived ideas as to what Wednesday might be able to do this season? I suppose I have to say, given the strong start you've made, have they changed since the start of the year?
I mean, when I came to watch them against Newcastle, it was in the pre-season friendly, I was really impressed. I thought, yeah, good side. And even judging off the end of last season's form, since the turn of the Christmas time, I think it was, they were doing really well. So I knew the ability, and I knew sort of the players that they had in the squad. And I think when I did my first couple of interviews here, I said, I really think they can do well this season, and we've just got to not get carried away, and we've got to stay consistent. And it's teams that do that, you know what you're going to get each week turning up. You know, you're not going to be turning up to games thinking, well, we might do this, we might do that, he might play well or whatever. We need to be a team who's, you know, consistently week in, week out, what you're going to get. And I think that's what we've been getting for the last couple of games. We've been getting the majority of the players getting 8 out of 10 every week. So we need to sort of carry that on and be reliable in ourselves. And that's up to us as professionals to make sure that we're prepared and we're ready to turn up every week and we can rely on each other.
It's interesting, isn't it? I think we'd all agree, Sir Stuart has been talking about it, the need for reinforcements. But as one of the players, presumably you don't want guys who are just here for a month every now and again. You want 6 months, if not, for the rest of the season.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's all about quality at the end of the day. If you're going to bring someone in that's going to make us better, then we're happy to sort of welcome anyone who can do that. But in terms of like the squad, I mean, we are a bit low on numbers, but we've got good players who can adjust and fill in. And we've got a few who are nearly there back from injury. So, and it's up to us who are in the starting 11 to be professional and sort of prepare ourselves during the week, whether it's resting or whatever, to make sure that we do give ourselves the best chance of staying fit and avoid injuries.
You a fan of the transfer window? This is the final weekend before Monday at 11, or whenever it happens to be. It's Monday 11 this time. Yeah. Do you look at all that? Do you watch all
that? Yeah, it's good. I mean, I go and watch the deadline day. I think most players will do now because it's turned into a bit of a show, hasn't it, really, on Sky. So I enjoy it, and obviously be looking forward to see if we do manage to get maybe one or two in before that window. And if not, then I'm sure the loan window opens again after that, and we might be able to do something there.